Now we're taking the state capitol report up the state to Superior, where UW-Superior announced last week it's suspending 25 programs, including 9 majors, 15 minors, and 1 graduate program. The university has now suspended 40 programs since 2014. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. She's been covering the program cuts at UW-Superior. Danny, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kate. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. So why is UW-Superior dropping these academic programs?
Well, there's a combination of reasons that they're giving, one being completion rates. Some of these programs, they say, had low enrollment. Also, credits, the number of credits it takes these students in these programs to reach their degree played a factor. And one thing that they said as part of announcing this is that too many options make it more difficult for first-generation students, first-time students going to college, to make it through their 4-year degree. So that's some of the reasons that they've been giving for this suspension.
So streamlining is supposed to help first-generation college students.
Yeah, that's the reason that they're giving, but it's not something that the campus as a whole is swallowing. Mostly the questions on campus between faculty, staff, and students have been, if you're not making this decision because of funding, then why is this happening? Why can't we continue to have these programs? And one of the reasons, I spoke with the Chancellor Renee Wachter last week, and the interim provost, Jackie Weisenberger. And one of the reasons that they're giving is because of the performance metrics that they're being tied to at the state level. As some people may know, if they've been following the state budget this year, there was a proposal that was passed which ties new funding for universities to how they perform. And this is something that the UW system evaluates universities on as a whole. But now any new funding that would come to these universities would be tied to these metrics, which still haven't been decided on yet. But here's Chancellor Renee Wachter talking a little bit about that.
Any
new money that the university might be eligible to receive will be determined by performance on the metrics, and they're working on the metrics right now, and they have to be passed actively by joint finance. It would no longer be a passive review process. So right now they're working to define what those are, but we know that they're in categories including student access, student success, ability to meet the workforce needs, and efficiency.
Sorry, Kate, there's delay there playing that clip. But one of the big reasons with these programs is that they're citing that they take a long time for students to reach their degree, where they're averaging more than 138 credits to reach their degree. And if that the time it takes to reach their degree and the number of credits is going to be one of these measures that UW system or the state is going to evaluate them on based on whether they would qualify for new funding, then they're hoping overall, if they suspend some of these programs, that it may potentially help them in the future because it will reduce their overall average as far as the number of credits it takes students here at UWS to reach their degree.
And Danny, you don't have to go into all of the dozens of programs in cuts, but what are some of the programs that are being suspended?
Yeah, it's a lot of programs that you would typically see at any liberal arts university, some being sociology, political science, theater, visual arts, history, Broadfield science. You know, they cut the journalism track. And there are a number of minors that would be affected, too, that you wouldn't necessarily expect to see, such as physics and global studies, legal studies, earth science. You know, there were 25 programs in all and 40 since the last 3 years that they've cut.
And what happens to the students who are currently enrolled in these programs?
The students will be able to finish out their degree if they've chosen to major in any of these suspended programs. Basically, this means that any new students won't be able to enroll in these programs as their chosen degree. But after a student forum that was held on campus on Friday. They are opening up a one-week window for students to enroll in some of these suspended programs to give them time, if they had been considering it, to finish out that major.
Oh, so they have to really think fast and really approach a major not as something wishy-washy, but something very definite for these students if they plan to go into something that is going away.
Right. And, you know, these are college students. These are people who are typically 18 to 24 years old. Obviously, there are non-traditional students. But for those first-time, first-generation students that they're talking about, you know, any student has a difficult time choosing their chosen career path. Mm-hmm. And I think there was an article in the New York Times just last Friday that said about 30% of students who go to college and declare their degree change it over time. So... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure on administrators and on faculty and staff for the decisions that students make.
Danielle Kading is with us. She is Wisconsin Public Radio's Superior-based reporter, and she's been covering program cuts at UW-Superior. Danny, some faculty members say they were blindsided with this announcement and are pretty upset with what's going on. Can you give us some details on the sentiment that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, people on campus are obviously upset. And I spoke with Faculty Senate Chair Terry Kronzer about this last week, and she had this to say about how people are taking it on campus.
So people in these programs, this is their vocation. This is their life work. And when you see something that says sociology is being suspended, that person... It's very difficult for that person not to take it personally or take it hard.
And as people may or may not know, UWS, this isn't the first time around for them, because there were 20 programs that were suspended 3 years ago. A lot of the faculty who are here now were there at that time, and they feel very demoralized here on campus, that mm-hmm. there's a continual round of cuts that seems to be impacting their ability to teach the courses that they love and that they're trying to help students succeed. And it just seems like to them that more resources are being taken away, more pressure is being put on them rather than providing what is needed to actually help these students finish out their degrees.
So you can really feel the morale dip on campus with this announcement.
There's been a lot of heated rhetoric. I made it to one of these forums last week in which one of the faculty members stood up and criticized the administration. There's been a lot of criticism of the provost and the chancellor and the vice chancellor of enrollment management, but one stood up and said, who's going to take responsibility for the utter failure of this administration to market this campus and focus on recruitment and retention? Because that statement was made because we've seen a lot of turnover on campus. Mm. The current vice chancellor of enrollment and the interim provost have been there at most a year and a half. And we've seen three different marketing folks revolve through that office. So they're frustrated with the consistency here on campus. The faculty is. They feel like they're under pressure to do a job that administration should be hiring people to carry out, and that those decisions that the administration has made have not been successful to date in helping them to be able to succeed.
Danny, has anybody talked to you about feeling optimistic about the future of UW-Superior given these dropped academic programs?
Well, the administration is very optimistic about how this is going to position the university. They think that suspending these programs is going to strengthen the campus as a whole, that they'll be able to divert resources from some of these what they call low-performing programs to new programs that have yet to be identified that would better meet the regional needs of the area and help get students through the pipeline faster. which is really kind of the conversation that's being had on campus, is this debate over what is the purpose of a liberal arts university? Is it to educate people and create more well-rounded individuals who are critical thinkers, or to get them through their degree as quickly as possible and out into the workforce? And there's no doubt that there's some outside pressure from state lawmakers and state government to be efficient for these campuses, to have more of a level of accountability with the money that they're being offered. So.
Yeah, and UW-Superior made a round of cuts just several years ago to address a $4.5 million budget shortfall.
They did. Yeah, basically that shortfall is the result of some building projects on campus. So they've racked up a lot of debt, and University of Wisconsin-Superior is different from other colleges in the UW system. It's caters to a typically a poor economic area. It has more challenges when we see declining enrollment and tuition freezes and cuts to state aid. So they've really struggled, and the cuts they made before to programs were to save about $2 million to put towards that deficit. Now they still have a $2.5 million deficit. And at that time, they were receiving aid from UW system. Now they no longer are. And if they want new aid, it's going to be tied to how they perform. So that is kind of where we see the discussion around the suspensions of these programs come in.
Danny, as we wrap up, is this a done deal, or is there still some level of approval that needs to take place before these programs are actually suspended?
Well, faculty are meeting this week to determine what options they have, to see if there's any way that they can, through statute, be able to have more of a voice in this process. The chancellor and the provost have said they're not willing to negotiate on the suspension of these programs in forums that were held last week. And it's caused a lot of animosity on campus. There have been calls for the administration to resign based on these program suspensions. And today, students are going to be holding a sit-in on campus because they feel like their voices aren't being heard in the process.
Danny, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's Superior-based reporter. She's been covering the program cuts at UW-Superior. Earlier in the hour, we talked with WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. This hour was produced by Bill Martins and Keely Baltina, with technical direction from executive producer Michelle Johnson. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this State Capitol Report is coming to you on the Ideas Network. Stay with us.